Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
A Saturday morning, of course, is our Insights into Insurance program right here on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus, as always, yes, I'm sitting here in the shadow of the star of the show, Tom Sorensen, via phone, that is, from Americana Insurance. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mike. The star of the show?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know what I think of that comment.
I caught you off guard.
Let's put it this way. That makes the actual real stars, I'm not even close. So.
Well, I'm sure somebody would, take your autograph if you so willing to give it out. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that my autograph's worth a lot of dollars. So.
Yeah, and I've got some land in Florida to sell folks on this Saturday
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
All right. Well, welcome aboard, Tom, via the phone line, of course, as we continue to do our social distancing. And today we thought we'd talk maybe about a one-year anniversary in regards to a law that went into effect on August 1st of this year.
Actually, of last year.
Or last year, excuse me.
Yeah, August 1st of 2019 was the date. And so we passed the first year anniversary, but I got some statistics for it. And that's the hands-free cell phone law, Mike.
And a lot of people were kind of up in arms, so to speak, in regards to this hands-free cell phone law because they said, well, that's our right to be driving and having a phone, but the Office of Traffic Safety, they're thinking other things.
Well, the Office of Traffic Safety is organization here in Minnesota that kind of basically pushes for these type of things and then also keeps statistics on these type of things. Them and the state troopers and that work hand in hand or arm in arm or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And so the anniversary date has gone in past. It was August 1st, 2020 was the first year anniversary. But I got some numbers and things to tell people and folks and talk about this and kind of just do a review of it again. Because there's some good information to go over, but state troopers and law enforcement officers throughout Minnesota have seen an increasing number of drivers using hands-free options such as mounts and holders. And actually, I'm one of those. I ended up buying, or actually, I didn't buy it. I'm sorry. It was a gift. It was either Christmas or Father's Day or a birthday gift. I don't remember, but I got one of those, what do you call
cup
them?
Mounts?
Is it New Tech or what do you call them on TV that you see?
Yeah.
And it's like a cup mount. It sticks in your cup holder, and then you mount your phone on it. And if I could tell you, it works great. So if anybody is wondering, oh, I wonder how those work, I love mine. So that works great.
They also make floor mats, but I can't think of the company.
They make lots of things, different things. Yes, you're right. So, WeatherTech, I think.
There you go.
There we go. So anyway, now they just got a free advertisement. So, how some drivers cited for breaking the law also said they are having a hard time breaking the habit. So the ones that aren't doing the law, they are saying when they get pulled over, they're having a hard time breaking the habit. Boy, mm-hmm. Easy for me to say. Other drivers stopped have phone holders in the vehicle but are not using them, or they think law enforcement isn't conducting traffic stops during this pandemic is kind of where that has gone.
And, of course, the DOT, the Department of Public Safety, I should say, they do different waves throughout the year.
Yep.
One of the waves is really to crack down on hands-free driving. So it's not only like here in Fremont County, the Sheriff's Office, Minnesota State Patrol, Albert Lee Police Department, they do get extra funding for overtime to really crack down on certain types of violations that they really want to get the word out to. But this hands-free bill is a good thing.
It is a good thing, and the issue, though, is the Office of Traffic Safety stated that that drivers may be slipping back into old habits. Is kind of what they've been saying. I just got some numbers. I'm not going to go month by month, but so citations that have happened in the state of Minnesota. So hands-free citations. And I got it by month, but I'm not going to go by month. I'm just going to point out a few months. So last year, August, okay, it started August 1st, so there was 2,311 citations issued in August last year in Minnesota, and then in September there was 2,730, okay, that were issued. Well, as so the year went on, it dropped in April, actually bottomed out at 866 citations in the state of Minnesota. However, they took these numbers up through to June. As of May and June they were, it was double of the April. So basically in June it was 1656 citations that were offered or that were given.
So
I should say, I don't think they're offered. I think they were given.
So when you look at these numbers, Tom, it's, you know, you're in the insurance business. Is this working?
Actually, Mike, it looks like it might be. You know, 1 year's time is tough to say is something really working or not. But if you took numbers from so August 1st, 2017 to July 1st, 2018, there was 316 total fatalities in Minnesota. Distracted driving related was 30 of them. So that was 9% of the fatalities were from distracted driving. August 1st, 2018 to July 1st, 2019, there was 338 total fatalities, and 33 of them were distracted driving related, that which is 10%. Now, obviously, August 1st, we had the
new law.
Law of 2019 to July 1, 2020. So basically, I'm telling you 3 years of history here. Total fatalities were 324. 19 of them were distracted related of 6%. So basically in 2018 it was 9% of the fatalities. In 2019 it was 10%, or 18 and 19 was 10%. Now this whole full last year with the law in effect, it was 6%. So it has gone down anywhere from 3 to 4%.
And that is a good thing.
That is a good thing. So, you know, so last year there was, in 2018 to 19, there's 33 deaths this, due to distracted driving. This year it was 19 deaths. So I'm guessing there's a lot of families that don't know it, but they are should be probably pretty happy that this law is in effect, you know. So now if you go back to 2015, Mike, I got some statistics from 2015 to 2019, and in 2015 there was 72 fatalities on the roads. So that was a lot. Now it doesn't give the percentage of what was the distracted driving percentage, but I'm guessing it was fairly sizable. More than 50,000 crashes were distracted driving related from 2015 to 2019. Contributing to 1 in 7 crashes in Minnesota. So you think about that, out of every 7 crashes in Minnesota, one of them is because of distracted driving.
And it's something that can be fixed so that we don't have that 1 in 7. It could be a loved one as well that you don't think about as you're driving with that phone or any other type of distraction hanging out in the open.
Exactly. So
we're talking with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program here on this Saturday morning. We'll visit more with Tom and maybe find out some of the do's and don'ts when it comes time for hands-free cell phone use out on the roadways. We'll be back more with our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Brad, let me introduce you to one of the most important people in Paytonville. She chooses Nationwide to help protect all the families, businesses, and dreams in town.
Seems like she's a local celebrity.
She's a local legend.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Americana Insurance Group, we know there are many coverage options out there. That's why we partner with Nationwide to help you find the best protection for you and your family's needs. Call Suzanne Dixon, 377-2000, or visit AmericanaInsurance.com to learn more.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning at 1450. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. And Tom, we've been talking about the hands-free one-year anniversary hands-free cell phone law. So maybe you can run through some of the do's and don'ts for people.
Well, one main one is don't hold your phone while driving, which is the main one. However, I can say this. Okay, if I were able to drive around and what I've seen of how many people are putting the phone to their ear yet, or the other one, I think some people think that that's okay, where they hold it out in front of them and are talking over speakerphone.
Yeah.
That's another one. That's illegal, okay? And please know that these things, I'm no angel at this, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite either, because there is some things that I do for distracted driving that I need to be better at. I can tell you that I have done better at the hands-free cell phone law deal. Okay, that I can tell you I have. I'm not putting the phone to my ear or talking into it like that. You can place your phone anywhere in the vehicle as long as you are not holding it with your hand. If mounted on the windshield, it must be in the lower part of the windshield, not obstructing your view. Okay. The new law allows a driver to use their cell phone to make calls, text, listen to music or podcasts, and get directions, but only by voice commands or single touch activation without holding the phone. Drivers may not use their phone at any time for video calling, video live streaming, Snapchat, gaming, looking at video or photos stored on the phone, using non-navigation apps, reading text, and scrolling or typing on the phone. Those are no-nos. GPS devices and other systems that can only be used for navigation are exempt from the hands-free law. In-car screens and systems are also exempt. In both cases, most of these systems lock when their vehicle is in movement.
And mine does. You can't dial anything when my vehicle is moving, and I have it in the Bluetooth mode.
That is good. Actually, mine doesn't, okay? Handheld phone use is allowed to obtain emergency assistance if there is an immediate threat to life and safety or when an authorized emergency vehicle while performing official duties. There is more facts that are available at handsfreemn.org.
And Tom, as an insurance agent here with Americana Insurance, there are some consequences as well.
There is. The penalties for the violation can include more than $120. That includes the fine plus court costs for a first offense. Second is more than $300. That includes the fine plus court costs for a subsequent event or offense. Potential for increase in insurance rates. Yep. If you injure or kill someone under the hands-free law, you can face a felony charge of criminal vehicle operation or homicide.
And that's something that, when this bill first went into play, there wasn't a lot of talk about if you injure or kill someone under this hands-free law. It really wasn't put out there, but you've made a good point here as we kind of wrap up the show, Tom. You know, you could face a felony charge of criminal vehicular operation or even homicide if they determine that you had that cell phone up to your ear and you were driving, accidentally killed someone, maybe in a crosswalk or around a school zone. It's a huge price to pay for, you know, it is a convenience for a lot of folks, but let's just put the cell phones down. And if a call is that important, pull over to the side of the road and don't be driving with that phone up to your ear.
You know, that's a good thing. I can actually one touch see what messages are coming in or what or who's calling or whatever. And so if that's the case, then my thing is if I feel it's so important and I'm driving somewhere, because a lot of times I do a lot of windshield time to places, I will find a spot where I can pull over and then call that person back or text that person back. You know what I'm saying? Kind of
right.
Get off the main drag.
And not only in this distracted driving and the hands-free bill, but, you know, as children, we need to teach our children good behavior in a vehicle because, you know, they're going to be driving sooner or later. And if you're a passenger, by all means, just speak up and tell the driver, you know, it doesn't matter if it's your mom, your dad, your grandma or grandpa, just speak up and say, hey, you got to put your phone down while you're driving.
You know, there is other distracted driving things. Yeah, like, okay, music and other controls, okay? Pre-program your radio stations and arrange music. So like me, I got my radio stations all pre-programmed and basically I just hit one button on my steering wheel where it will switch the radio station. Do you know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's eating and drinking. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I am not good at this. Okay, it says avoid messy foods and secure drinks. I can tell you, I do a lot of driving, and while I eat and drink, you know, drink pop. Okay.
Right. Or your chocolate milk from your sippy cup.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you're not eating
you
and
go.
Drinking and or driving
right.
to avoid distraction out on the roadways. And, of course, Tom, exactly. The website for the hands-free is, again, handsfreemn.org if you
yep.
want to see more of the facts involving hands-free driving. Or you can also go to AmericanaInsurance.com. You'll have it there. Give yourself a call at 377-2000. Or if you have an email, they can also email you.
They can at insights@AmericanaInsurance.com. Or, like you said, they can go to our website at AmericanaInsurance.com.
As always, Tom, I appreciate the Star Signature joining me on this Saturday morning. And we'll have more again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
That's Tom Sorensen. I'm Mike Whitus. That'll wrap up this Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program on KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.